Today's episode is brought to you by Musical Theater Radio's merch store. Looking for that perfect gift for someone or just want to treat yourself to some great musical theater themed merch? Head to musicaltheaterradio.com and click on the All Things Theater button on the homepage and check out all the different designs available. And now, today's interview. Welcome back to another episode of Be Our Guest here on Musical Theater Radio. I am your host, as always, Jean-Paul Yovanoff. Today is a Want to See a Musical episode of Be Our Guest, where we learn about a production of a musical that is going on somewhere in the world. Today, we are heading to Montreal, Quebec, Canada, to learn more about the Penumbra Theater production of Be More Chill, which is running October 4th to the 7th, 2023. To learn more about the show is the producer and assistant director, Ali Slominski, and executive producer and director, Adrian Saldana. Hello, and welcome to the show.
Hello.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah.
No problem. Now, before we get to the production and the ins and outs and all the fun stuff about it, I want to get to know you better. The guests want to, the audience wants to get to know who you are better. So I always ask for a 30-second bio. So, Ali, we're going to start with you. Who are you in 30 seconds?
Well, I'm Ali. I am the producer of Penumbra Theater, and I'm also assistant directing. But I come from an acting background. I studied performance and playwriting, actually, although I haven't been doing much playwriting lately. But yeah, I come from an acting background. That's largely what I do when I'm not producing for this company. I work in both film and television and theater. Yeah, and that's, I love musicals. I love cats. And that's about me in a nutshell.
The musical Cats or Cats the Animal or both?
You know what? All of it. Okay. Yeah.
If it's a feline, you enjoy it. Okay.
Exactly.
Nice. And Adrian, you've heard what has to be done. Who are you? Right. 30 seconds.
So I'm Adrian. In 30 seconds, my background was in script writing. I used to have a short film production company in Montreal where I was the in-house writer and film editor. I took a break from that because I joined the Canadian Armed Forces. So for the last 12 years, I've been an active reservist at one of the units here in Montreal. And in the last year and a half, I started Penumbra with Ali, and I have been slowly transitioning out of the rigid military lifestyle and more into the theater arts lifestyle. I actually am not a big fan of musicals. I just happen to be a very big fan of this musical. And I think Ali and I balance each other out that way, where she goes, it needs more music. And I'm like, I think it could use a little bit more grounded heart, actually. So that's our dynamic for you.
Nice. Well, I was going to say, this is going to lead into an interesting answer, because my next question usually is, have you always been into musicals, or is that something you discovered a little bit later in life? Let's start with the no. First.
No, I've definitely not always been into musicals. In fact, I used to think that I had a pathological hatred towards musical theater. I don't know. This might be something you want to edit out, but I'm pretty sure that the moment I realized that musical theater was for other people and not for me was when I saw the film Rent. And I was just like, I am not into this at all. I don't like any part of this. I don't want to be associated with this universe. And then I met Ali, and it actually, the moment that it changed for me was Ali, right at the last year or months of the pandemic, she was cast in a production of Carrie, and that was just lovely. The storytelling was, so touching, so genuine. The cast was fantastic. It was a very small scale production, so there were technical and production issues, mm-hmm. but it really did not distract from the incredible voices and talents of the people performing it. And kind of said, wait, sure. Yeah. Let's do this. More of this.
Ali, counterpoint.
Well, I just want to say that's not entirely true. I think he doesn't think he likes musicals because he doesn't like Rent, which a lot of people don't like Rent. It's a very divisive musical. Like, you either like it or you don't. And yeah, no, I mean, I've always loved musicals. My mom had the original, or not the original, but the London cast recording of Phantom of the Opera. And I would just play that in my bedroom on, like, it was like a 2-disc CD set. And I think that was probably like the first musical that got me into musicals. Yeah.
I guess it really depends on what you start with.
And it's so true, because I've found Phantom is a gateway into musicals for a lot of people. And it depends on also how old you are. Some people found Rent, was it? Some people found Hamilton. It just depends. And I'm with you, Adrian. I hate Rent. it's my second most hated musical of all time.
I can't even quite describe it. It was a long time ago that I saw it, but there was something about it where, like, you know, everything just sort of set me on edge. It was just like, what am I doing here? It's like, I would like to watch a film right now, or go see a play, or do literally consume any other form of media than this.
But you know what? Musicals are, you know, they are run the gambit of things like Rent, but you also have dance shows like Crazy for You, and you also have just grounded show. And it's different for everybody, because it's true. You know, not everything is for everybody, and that's okay. But there's sometimes a show that drags you in and you can't help it. And that's fantastic. So my question is, how did your two parallel lines of life intersect? Where did they meet?
Well, we originally met because, like I said, he has a film company. I have worked in film and continue to work in film. And we met at a film networking event, actually, years ago, before the pandemic. Yeah, so that's how we met, and then we started a theater company.
I don't know if Eric told you, Allie and I are partners in life as well. We live together, so like we met, we moved in together, and you know, the theater came much later. It was more like, I like spending all my time with you. This is fantastic. Oh, musical theater. Tell me more about that.
Fantastic. So let's talk about this production of Be More Chill. When did you decide to, and how did you decide to choose this show for your company?
Sure. Well, I had never actually heard of this show before, but we wanted to start this company. I was doing research. I was scouring all the licensing company websites, getting those script perusals and stuff. And someone recommended this show to me. And I listened to the album, like the cast recording first. And I loved the music. I thought it was so much fun. And in Montreal, I feel like a lot of those golden age musicals don't sell very well. I think more modern and like genre crossover musicals do really well, like Carrie did really well, because we had all these like horror fans come to the show who were like, how do you turn a horror book film into a musical? But yes, so for Be More Chill, someone recommended it to me. I read the script and I was just blown away by how funny it was and how much heart this had. Like, I feel like that didn't quite come across in the Broadway cast recording, but reading it, it's just, you know, I felt like this was a show that we could do very well here. And it was also, it's a small cast, it's 10 cast members. And what drew me to this as well was just how every single character, no matter if you're the lead or supporting, has an arc of their own. Mm-hmm. And that was also important if we're gonna, you know, ask people to work, you know, on a almost volunteer basis. Like, we are a small company, we're profit share, and you know, there's a good chance we won't make a profit. So a lot of people kind of don't really go home getting paid. So we wanted there at least to be like something meaty for them, even if they were in a smaller supporting role.
Very nice.
So that was it for me.
And then when she found the show and approached you with it, Adriana, and you, we know how you feel about musicals. What did you think?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I was skeptical right from the start because she read the script, and I remember distinctly her saying at one point, "Oh my God, the dad has a song about wearing pants." And I was just like, this doesn't sound like it's for me. We sat down and, listened to the cast recording, and I was like, wow, this music's like really, really good. And, read the script, and I was like, yeah, my God, all of these characters have arcs in it. Those arcs aren't necessarily explored in the performances of the cast recording or from the original production, but like there's things to play with here. There's things for every actor involved to actually like find look their beginning and middle and end. And so I kind of just started geeking out about Ellie's like, this could have been better by this, and this could have been enhanced by doing this. And she kind of looked at me, it's like, it sounds like you should direct this. And I'm like, oh no, I couldn't possibly. We should just find a director that has exactly my vision. That's all. And she goes, like, we're not gonna find that. I was like, oh, okay, maybe I should direct this.
So let's talk about the creative team that you've put together. Tell us a little bit more about them.
Eric is a godsend and a sweetheart and amazing. Oh my God. Beyond Allie and myself, Eric was the first person that we approached because neither of us are. Like, we don't have a big network of people who are capable of being music directors. And Eric came very strongly recommended to us. Mm-hmm. And so, we sat down, we met with him, and we told him a little bit about the show that we were doing. And he goes like, oh, I don't really like Be More Chill. And so I asked him why. And then he says like, he gave me his reasons for not liking the show. And then I gave him my pitch of like how I thought the show could be different in our production. And he seemed to really be inspired by that. And he was like, I'm really into this. I'm into this vision. Let's do this. And he joined on like, short couple weeks after that.
Very nice. Yes. And I have to admit, I'm biased towards Eric. Eric Ellie is a fantastic guy. We've met a few times. We're going to work on a show together. So yes, I can agree that he's a fantastic person. So yeah.
He's honestly like anytime that because we are a new company, we're doing this for the first time, and he has just been such a source of motivation, and like he's had our back basically ever since he joined the team in December. Mm-hmm. And he has just been encouraging us to keep going and forging ahead through every single setback. So mm-hmm. like he's definitely been like one of the big cornerstones of the production team, I would say.
Right. What about scenic and set design and things like that?
For who do we have for set design?
Who else is part of the team?
We have Nikki Mabius as our set designer, and she's a student at the National Theater School. She's studying set design, so she has her hands very full right now. But she's done so much with very little. We're like, she's right now building, she's building a lot of the set pieces for us. And, we have on a limited budget, we're going for the more minimalist look, but she's managed to turn like a bed into a set of lockers as well. So I'm very excited to see this set piece.
Yeah. And so Nikki was part of like our next big push for expanding the team through our job posting. So we got the set designer, Nikki, to join us through that. We also got our costume designer, Dipper Hines, who mm-hmm. Is fresh out of school and has just been blowing us away with their costume designs. Like, oh my God, it's been so good.
And it was a perfect match because when we interviewed Dipper, they told us they had experience designing circuit board costumes.
Yeah.
And we were like, that is such bizarrely relevant experience. Yeah. For
it's like Fascinating. So anyway, we're doing a sci-fi musical where the main antagonist is a supercomputer. Yeah. Do you feel qualified to do this?
And they were like, yes.
Excellent. Next question. And on top of that, there's our technical director and lighting designer, Miles. I actually don't know how to pronounce her last name. Keely Baxter or Kelly Baxter?
Yeah.
Keely or Yetta, which one?
Well, now that you said both, I'm not sure.
Anyway, Miles has been fantastic. Something of a bedrock of the community, I think, because they're involved in every single production of musical theater that goes up in Montreal, whether it's like Wista, Contact,
Siegel,
Rocky. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so their professional experience has just been a huge added value to our own experiences, and they're always on call to give us advice. We also have our projection designer, Chris Wardell, mm-hmm. who works at the Siegel as well and works closely with Miles. And, you know, originally we weren't even thinking about incorporating projections into our show. We were interviewing Chris for lighting design, and he starts talking. I was like, cool, I know this is I'm interviewing for a different position, but have you thought about projections? And I'm like, no, how would that work? And he's just started pitching ideas to us. It's like, you could have, you know, in a screen behind you, like things glitching out to help enhance the set design. And it was just like, oh my god, this is like, yeah, okay, you created your own job. Go ahead. You have this job that you that you pitched yourself for.
And originally we weren't thinking of projections because the original venue we had, we didn't think could support it. But you know, luckily Chris had solutions to everything. And I think that a show like Be More Chill, a sci-fi show, could only be enhanced by projections. And I'm very glad he decided to forego his lighting designer interview in favor of projection pitch.
And two other members of the creative team that we've been sort of saving for last is not because they haven't contributed hugely to the production. It's just that they came on very late in the process, which is our choreography, Debbie Friedman, who also has her own production company with Contact. And she has just been working on overdrive because she came in so late into the process. I think she came in about 2 weeks before rehearsals started.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, she saved us.
Yes, absolutely. So, you know, she came up with incredible choreography that really helps the story aspect of the show. Like, I've always been very hesitant about choreography in musicals, just because I always find it's like more show and not like doesn't really tell the story. But Debbie's choreography really helps sell the vision that I've been pushing for the show and telling the little stories for all the mm-hmm. actors on stage, which has just been phenomenal. And then our sound designer, Ian Klempin, has joined us a few weeks ago because we had personnel changes at the last minute that, mm-hmm. you know, life happens.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So, he's also been, he's been great to have, and it's been fantastic to have someone to rely on for that. He's presently working on his sound cues right now. And unfortunately for him, because it's a sci-fi musical, every couple of rehearsals we're like, hey, you know, this would be a great spot for a sound cue. Bring it.
Awesome. So tell us a little bit about the cast themselves, the people we're going to see on the stage.
Yeah. So, like I said, it's a small cast. We're a cast of 10, but everyone, you know, much like the original New Jersey production of the show, where they had the cast members also double as the ensemble, we're doing that as well. Mm-hmm. And they've just been working so hard. I'm constantly blown away. Every time I'm in the rehearsal room, they learn so fast and they bring so much of themselves to whatever they're doing, like be it music or the scene work or the choreography. And it's incredible to work with a cast or a group like this where they aren't just waiting on us to give them direction. They're coming in fully loaded. Yeah.
Yeah. And I think like one of the big, I think the casting process was very interesting because a lot of people love Be More Chill. Mm-hmm. But the Broadway production is very different from what we've been trying to do from the start. So a lot of people came in their auditions to us pretty much not necessarily like imitating what they did on Broadway, but very much inspired by, you know, a certain depiction of what fantasy high school might feel like. And the people that we ended up casting for a show were people who really brought that down to earth and really drew from their own personal experiences from high school. And one of the big points that we pushed the cast very early on is, you know, whatever you do, don't punch down, don't make fun of your own character. If the audience yeah. thinks that you're ridiculous, that's good, but you should not be thinking that your high school student problems are ridiculous. Like, you have to fully own those, just like you fully owned those problems back when you were in high school. And it's been interesting because even though it's a comedy, a lot of the cast, you know, you'll see them kind of accidentally sometimes reliving past high school traumas. But to go like, hey, you're in a better place now, people love you, let that go,
take a breather. Yeah. Don't do that again, you know. Yeah.
High school trauma is hard to get rid of. Let's be honest. All of us have been dealt with some of that stuff, but fantastic. So tell the important part now, the who, what, where, how do we find out more about the show? How do we buy tickets, your social media? How do we interact with you guys and learn more about the show?
Absolutely. So we are based in Quebec. So our official name is Penumbra Theatre Théâtre Pénombre. And you can find us on Facebook and on Instagram. Tickets are now on sale via a ticketing platform called Zephy. And you can find all that info in our bio on Instagram or on the event page and our Facebook page. So we're performing October 4th to October 7th at Moyes Hall Theatre, which is on the McGill University campus. Yeah. I'm trying to think if there's more information.
I don't handle promotion at all, so I have no.
Well, congratulations to both of you on starting the company and the production that's going up. I'm going to do my damnedest to try and get down there to Montreal to see it. But you know, it's only 4 or 5 days, I think, so it's going to be tight. But I'm going to do what I can to make sure I get down there and see it. So
originally we had a 2-week run planned, but our venue due to financial issues had to close indefinitely. And luckily Moyes had a spot for us, and we've been very very grateful that there's the phone.
That's Moyes calling saying we've got an open spot, 2-week run.
Sorry, yeah. No, we got very lucky, and we're very grateful that they had a spot for us, even if it wasn't, you know, what we had originally asked for. We're happy that, you know, all this hard work, like some people have been on this project for nearly a year, and we don't want all that hard work to be for nothing. So we're glad even to have just, you know, 4 or 5 performances.
Yeah, the beautiful world of theater where you got to make it up sometimes and figure it out on the spot. But
exactly. Yeah.
That's life. Again, congratulations to both of you for the show. All the best with it. And we'll help promote it and try and help get some butts and seats for you guys.
Thank you. And hope to see you there.
I'm going to try. I'm really going to try. We were just speaking with Ali Slominski and Adrian Saldana, the producers and directors of the show Be More Chill, which is going up in Montreal, October 4th to the 7th. So if you are in La Belle Provence in Montreal, make sure you go check them out. Tune in next week as we'll speak with another guest or guests about their life, love, and passion for musical theater. I am your host, as always, Jean-Paul Jovanoff. And until next time, I'll see you when I see you.